Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We started looking yesterday at resting in God's grace. Vitally important that we all learn to rest in the finished work of the cross. And we saw that Jesus was born and He had great grace upon Him as He grew older. And we asked the question, does that mean that if He had grace upon Him, that Jesus sinned? Because the Bible says, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And we started answering that question and showing you and proving to you that no, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, never sinned, and that's why He had to come to the earth, was to take away the sins of the world. So no, He didn't sin, but He had great grace upon Himself. The Bible says, and He waxed older, and He grew in grace and stature and favor with man. It wasn't because of sin. It was just because of the anointing on His life and on the call of His life. And so Jesus never sinned. He came as a pure, spotless, sinless Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and affords us righteousness, right standing with God, and peace with God. So we want to pick up where we left off yesterday and look at what this means to rest in God's grace. So thank you for joining us, and let's move forward today and see what God's got for us.
Only a sinless person could have offered Himself for our sin. And there was no one. There was absolutely nobody. Right through the Old Testament, right through the Old Covenant, until the New Covenant kicked in, when Jesus came, now we've got a substitute. Now we've got someone to go in your place. He's never sinned. Never committed sin. And that's why we have the virgin birth. You do understand that. That is the reason for the virgin birth, because the virgin birth means that the blood didn't come from a man. The sperm didn't come from a man. It came from the Holy Spirit. So the blood that was in Christ, because the blood comes from the man, the blood that was in Christ was not from a human being, because if it was, it would have been tainted and it would have been with sin. Hence the virgin birth. And only Jesus is the only one who could do that. And so He came. He never sinned, but He came to be the offering for our sins so that we could be made right with God through Christ. I was made right with the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. Ephesians 1:6 says we've been accepted through the Beloved. Amen. And so Hebrews 4:15 says this. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So, no, Jesus never sinned. So there's got to be another explanation as to why grace was upon Jesus. There must be some other reason why, when He says Jesus was abounding in the grace of God, even when He had not sinned. For where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And Jesus was covered with the grace of God. So what does it mean? I want to look at the word grace just for a second. When it's first mentioned in the Bible, it's in Genesis 6, verse 8. First time it's mentioned. And it says, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now the word Noah, the name Noah, is number 5146 in the Strong's Concordance. 5146. How many of you know what the name Noah means? Some of you do know. I'll tell you what Noah's name means. It means rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. That's what Noah's name is. Rest from the Strong's Concordance. So the verse is telling us that rest found grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Rest found grace. Grace is a place where you'll be able to rest in Christ. You know, the Bible says so many people try to work for their acceptance by God. There's a lot of denominations and false religions. They tell you the more work you do, the more books you read, the more you cover, that'll get you into heaven and things like that, which is a lie. The Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You just receive me and you get to heaven. But the Bible says about grace, he says, the only work you're supposed to be doing, he says, labor to enter into my rest. Labor to enter into rest. God is telling you the only effort you should put into in works is in entering into his rest. What that means is that I've got to work on my belief system. When I believe that God's got this, I'm at peace, I'm at rest. I'm in God's grace. How many times have you seen people, I prayed for my child, and they're safe, and I know they'll be safe when they come home, and it's now 9:30, and they're chewing their nails. You're not at rest. How many people have sleepless nights? They're not at rest. I've had it, you've had it, we've all gone through it. We're not at rest. So I want to work on my belief system in God, that whatever he said, what I will do will work, because when you rest, you find grace. And grace will find rest. So we've got to actually get to that place in our lives where we actually trust and believe God and see the way Jesus looked. So grace was upon Jesus, right? If the grace was upon Jesus, because his life, he had a life of rest. Think about Jesus' life. He rested and he trusted in his Father. When they tried to do anything to Jesus, he was at rest. In fact, he was asleep in the boat. He was at rest. He knew his Father. He knew his Father would take care of business. And that's where we've got to, the effort is to get ourselves to believe. You see, we're in the dispensation of faith and grace. The Old Testament was not faith and grace. It was works and effort. They had to work for approval. Now the New Testament, we've got to receive and believe. That's it. And that's what faith is, believing. I'm fully persuaded. Abraham, my father, was fully persuaded that what God said, he would do it. That's it. He was at rest. But it took him a while to get to that place. God had to come change his name. God had to come and talk to him and show him the stars and everything. And once he got that, he got into a place of rest. And that's when he had the promised child. And so it's a case of believing God and being fully persuaded. Hebrews 3. 18, and to whom was God speaking when he took an oath that they would never enter his rest? Wasn't it the people who disobeyed him? So we see that because of their unbelief, so that they saw in verse 19, so we see because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter into his rest. Unbelief kept them from the grace of God where the rest resides. Unbelief is a blessing thief. You need to get that in your spirit. Unbelief is a blessing thief. And it robbed Israel and the children of Israel at that time from entering into his rest and going into the promised land. They died in the wilderness. Unbelief. Look at Hebrews 4, verse 3. From the Amplified, for we who have believed, adhered to, and trusted in, and relied on God, do enter that rest. You see, your belief and your trust in God puts you at a place of rest. In accordance with his declaration that those who did not believe should not enter, when he said, as I saw in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Unbelief will keep you from the rest of God. Unbelief will keep you from the grace of God. Come on. But that's why Paul, Lord, help me. Lord, take this thing away from me. Lord, take it. My grace is enough for you. Get into rest. Believe. I see now what Paul was talking about and what God meant when he said, my grace is sufficient for you. A great man of that stature like Paul, having so many godly moments and holy moments, crying out to God when he was buffeted by a devil, a demon spirit, he said, Lord, take this away from me. And then he said it again, Lord, take this. And then he said it a third time. And God the Father said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. Now you understand what he's saying. Believe me. That's what he's basically saying to Paul, the apostle. Believe me, trust in me. I've got this. And you'll get into rest, place of rest. And Paul eventually did that. We know that because when he was on the boat and was about to sink, he said, have no fear. Remember, to everyone, have no fear. He was at rest. Jesus sleeping in the boat when there was a storm, stood up and said, peace be still. They were all in fear. He wasn't. He was at rest. He knew his Father, and he knew his Father's capabilities, and he knew his Father's ability, and he knew his Father's will, and he knew his Father's heart, and he knew that was his Father taking care of him. Well, we got the same Father. We got the same Daddy. He's the one who supplies the grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Amen. Grace is a gift. Faith is a gift. Salvation is a gift. Jesus is a gift. I'm telling you, your children are gifts. Amen. God's grace is there for us. We have to enter into his rest so that that grace will just explode in our lives. Amen. And so he says, as I saw in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And this he said, although his works had been completed and prepared and waiting for all who would believe from the foundation of the world. He's saying, I've done it, guys. It's the finished work of my son, Jesus. I've done everything that needs to be done. It's over. And yet you're still battling, still panicking about the money, still panicking about the marriage, still panicking. I'm telling you, God's got this. And when we can get into that place of belief, you get into a place of rest, and the grace of God will start producing the results. Amen. Verse 4, for in a certain place he said this about the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all of his works. Jesus, God the Lord, created the heavens and the earth, right? And then in 6 days, on the seventh day, rested. And he looked at it and he said, it is all very good. It's very good. Now let it be. And he rested. Do you think still they're saying, oh, maybe the planets aren't lining up. Maybe I better throw in a few more stars. I kind of forgot the world's kind of tilting this way. And you know what I'm saying? The galaxy doesn't look too good. I'm not sure. Did we put enough stars and moons and suns in the world? I'm not sure. Let's go. Jesus, come here quick. Throw out another, you know, handful of stars. No, he rested. And now they're still finding stars and galaxies today. Did you just see recently? They found some new planets and whatever. I mean, he's resting and it's still going on. He trusts what he's done. He's at rest. Amen. But we still try to work it. And we're getting good. We do hints with faith. I mean, faith with hints. Shouldn't be so. Right? How are you doing? I'm good, you know. I just haven't got my rent money, but I'm good. Why did you just tell me that? That's faith with hints. Come on. You're not at rest.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.